Today is the 18th day of November. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is awesome to be here with you today. Another day. Another step. And some more of the scriptures to put within us and to consider. So we're working our way through the book of Ezekiel right now in the Old Testament. Ezekiel is one of the longer books of the Bible, one of the longest books of prophecy. So we're kind of hanging out with Ezekiel for a bit longer. Today, Ezekiel chapters 37 and 38. One of a very meaningful piece of scripture to me. The Valley of the Dry Bones. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. And he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" "Oh, sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, 'Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then, as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. And he said to me, 'Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds. Breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again.' So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. And he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Therefore prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. And I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken.'" Again, a message came to me from the Lord. "Son of man, take a piece of wood and carve on it these words. This represents Judah and its allied tribes. Then take another piece and carve these words on it. This represents Ephraim and the northern tribes of Israel. Now hold them together in your hand as if they were one piece of wood. When your people ask you what your actions mean, say to them, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. I will take Ephraim and the northern tribes and join them to Judah. I will make them one piece of wood in my hand.' Then hold out the pieces of wood you have inscribed so the people can see them and give them this message from the sovereign Lord. I will gather the people of Israel from among the nations. I will bring them home to their own land, from the places where they have been scattered. I will unify them into one nation on the mountains of Israel. One king will rule them all. No longer will they be divided into two nations or into two kingdoms. They will never again pollute themselves with their idols and vile images and rebellion, for I will save them from their sinful apostasy. I will cleanse them. Then they will truly be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will be their king, and they will have only one shepherd. They will obey my regulations and be careful to keep my decrees. They will live in the land I gave my servant Jacob, the land where their ancestors lived. They and their children and their grandchildren after them will live there forever, generation after generation. And my servant David will be their prince forever. And I will make a covenant of peace with them, an everlasting covenant. I will give them their land and increase their numbers, and I will put my temple among them forever. I will make my home among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And when my temple is among them forever, the nations will know that I am the Lord who makes Israel holy. This is another message that came to me from the Lord. Son of man, turn and face Gog of the land of Magog, the prince who rules over the nations of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. Gog, I am your enemy. I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaws to lead you out with your whole army. Your horses and charioteers in full armor and a great horde armed with shields and swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya will join you too, with all their weapons. Gomer and all its armies will also join you, along with the armies of Bet-Togarmah from the distant north and many others. Get ready. Be prepared. Keep all the armies around you mobilized and take command of them. A long time from now, you will be called into action. In the distant future, you will swoop down on the land of Israel, which will be enjoying peace after recovering from war and after its people have returned from many lands to the mountains of Israel. You and all your allies, a vast and awesome army, will roll down on them like a storm and cover the land like a cloud. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. At that time, evil thoughts will come to your mind, and you will devise a wicked scheme. You will say Israel is an unprotected land filled with unwalled villages. I will march against her and destroy these people who live in such confidence. I will go to those formerly desolate cities that are now filled with people who have returned from exile in many nations. I will capture vast amounts of plunder, for the people are rich with livestock and other possessions now. They think the whole world revolves around them. But Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish will ask, "Do you really think the armies you have gathered can rob them of silver and gold? Do you think you can drive away their livestock and seize their goods and carry off plunder?" Therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. When my people are living in peace in their land, then you will rouse yourself. You will come from your homeland in the distant north with your vast cavalry and your mighty army. And you will attack my people Israel, covering their land like a cloud. At that time, in the distant future, I will bring you against my land as everyone watches. And my holiness will be displayed by what happens to you, Gog. Then all the nations will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord asks. Are you the one I was talking about long ago, when I announced through Israel's prophets that in the future I would bring you against my people? But this is what the Sovereign Lord says. When Gog invades the land of Israel, my fury will boil over. In my jealousy and blazing anger, I promise a mighty shaking in the land of Israel on that day. All living things, the fish in the sea, the birds of the sky, the animals of the field, the small animals that scurry along the ground, and all the people on earth will quake in terror at my presence. Mountains will be thrown down. Cliffs will crumble. Walls will fall to the earth. I will summon the sword against you on all the hills of Israel, says the Sovereign Lord. Your men will turn their swords against each other. I will punish you and your armies with disease and bloodshed. I will send torrential rain, hailstones, fire, and burning sulfur. In this way, I will show my greatness and holiness, and I will make myself known to all the nations of the world. Then they will know that I am the Lord. James 1:19 through 2:17. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says, otherwise you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress, and refusing to let the world corrupt you. My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, "You can stand over there, or else sit on the floor." Well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you dishonor the poor. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear? Yes, indeed, it is good when you obey the royal law as found in the scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you favor some people over others, you are committing a sin. You are guilty of breaking the law. For the person who keeps all of the laws except one is as guilty as a person who has broken all of God's laws. For the same God who said you must not commit adultery also said, you must not murder. So if you murder someone but do not commit adultery, you've still broken the law. So whatever you say, or whatever you do, remember that you will be judged by the law that sets you free. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you. What good is it, your brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing and you say, goodbye, have a good day, stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people of the earth, for his unfailing love for us is powerful. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions. All right, so we're pretty far, pretty far into the year, right? And pretty far into the Bible at this point. So we spent a lot of time covering a lot of theological understandings about our faith, especially as we're navigating the writings of the Apostle Paul. And then obviously we just concluded the book of Hebrews, which is a very densely theological book from a Hebrew perspective. Now that we're reading this letter from James, things have become unflinching and non-nuanced, right? So today, don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. Because if you listen to the word and you don't obey it, that's like forgetting what you even look like. Wow. Forgetting what we even look like. What a rich example. Because sometimes we find ourselves in places compromising who we truly are and forget what we even look like. How did we get here doing this? How did we get here doing this? Right? James didn't want people to just fool themselves in their faith, in their religion. Just having all kinds of amounts of the Word of God thrown at us for informational purposes is not the same as being a true person of faith. That's like forgetting what you look like. What is the point of hearing God's word and then forgetting everything that you've heard and not allowing it to shift or change or challenge anything? Nothing compels us to make any changes, to actually live the life. James didn't want those that he wrote this to, which is us, my friends, to be fooled about this shift that has to take place inside the heart of a believer. And that change for James was to be profound enough that you could see it, not say it. Because it's easy to say, it's easy to lie. But when you actually live out your life, you are telling the truth about what you believe. If you're a liar, then you will live a life of lies. You will live a double life of lies and deceit and deception. But it will be borne out in your actions. You will act in ways that force you to lie about how you are acting. James is saying, your faith isn't really faith. It's just your talk. If it does not affect how you actually live, what you actually do, then, well, according to James, I'll quote, what good is it? What good is it if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Does that save anybody? Faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. It is dead and useless. That's unflinching. And as we go into the holiday season and we get disrupted and interact in all kinds of ways with all kinds of people, some of them family, some of them problematic family, some people that we will encounter that will pull us in all kinds of directions that we probably shouldn't go in. Maybe remember, we're being warned ahead of time. What we do is what we believe. When you go to sleep tonight, and you're laying on that pillow, at the end of this day, you will have lived what you actually believe in your actions. We can say anything we want, but our actions, right? It's like it's proverbial. Our actions speak louder than our words. Man, that hits me between the eyes. It's supposed to be hitting us between the eyes. It's like a gut punch. So may we invite the Holy Spirit into our actions, our deeds, our choices and their corresponding actions. And not what we say and consider catching ourselves. And consider what we may need to change. Because we claim to be people of faith. Holy Spirit, come. What else is there to say? There is nothing else to say that is so clear. Holy Spirit, come in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base. It is the website. It is where you find out what's going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app is that as well. So check it out. Check out the shop, the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there that are for the community here as we take the journey together. And so be familiar with that. Check that out. Whether that be some fresh roasted wind farm coffee, or whether that be the Promised Land coffee table book and everything in between, that is in the Daily Audio Bible shop. So check it out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the give button in the upper right hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray for the Dabbers. I wanted to pray for that precious son that died, that Gwen have committed suicide, and his friend and the family. Oh, Lord, I want to pray also for the lady who called today and was crying about her precious daughter, KG. Father, in the name of Jesus, they need you and that family so bad. Father, you have your way. Oh, God, you have your way. We need you, Lord. We need you and that family. That precious baby that killed himself, Lord, and his friend found out. Lord, we need you, Lord. You give us what we can do to help our children, to help them, Lord, to know that life is precious and that they got a life to live and that we have a God that loves them so much. Oh, Father, touch that precious mother. Touch that precious father. Touch that precious family. Lord, lift them up as you did Kingdom Seeker and his family, Lord. Even me and my family. But Lord, that precious baby that gave the old Lord that we my heart cries out for that precious soul. Lord, we ask you to have your way in that family. Only you can give them the strength they need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that precious KG, Lord, you have your way, Father. You touch, Lord, and deliver and set free. And Lord, we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor and the praise. And Lord, I was glad to hear from blind Tony. And I pray for all the Dabbers that God have his way in his life, that he lift us up through these trying times. And Lord, then open doors that no man can close, even in our government. And Lord, we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Have a good day, Dab.
Good morning, Dab family. It's Carrie, a.k.a. Jesus Girl. God, I come to you this morning with such a heavy heart as I listen to the prayer requests. I thank you, God, for this community that can come alongside our brothers and sisters. But God, this morning I'm speaking specifically for the brother of our sister Betty and for Winsome Warrior's husband. And God, both of them are going through mental challenges right now that are looking at life being hopeless. And God, we know, we thank you and praise you that you are hope, that you are peace. And God, we ask, please, that you get a hold of these men before they decide permanently that their hope is lost. And God, poor Nancy from Nebraska's grandson who experienced his best friend committed suicide, and that's the second friend to do so. God, Daniel KSD is still grieving D2's loss, and one of my dearest friends just lost her son to suicide, and another friend just was asking for prayer the other day for her suicidal son. And God, it's the time of year where suicide is at its highest because depression's at its highest. And God, I just beg of you, come against the spirit of suicide. God, speak to these that are suffering mental anguish. God, bring peace. Bring people into their lives that will speak your truth to them, God, and show them that you are a merciful God. You are a powerful God. You are a loving God. You are a God of peace. Jesus, be with the families that are worried about them and give them peace and comfort in this time also, and those that are grieving. God, be with each and every one. God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you that we are able to come to you with all of these concerns. In your name I pray.
Good morning, DAB family. It's Paula calling from Albuquerque. I hope that you all are having a very blessed week. Today is Wednesday, November 12th. I am calling to respond to the mama that called about her daughter walking away from her faith. I want to encourage you because you're not alone. My daughter walked away from the faith. She may not be out in the streets, but she's definitely out in the world. And it has been over 2 years since we have spoken. That was a boundary I set. However, she has not tried to reach out to me at all. I want to encourage you because, as we read in Ezekiel this week, we're not responsible for their sins and they're not responsible for ours. And the prayer that our sister prayed for you I have prayed for my own daughter that she would be miserable in her sin, that she would come to the end of herself when she gets to that pig pen. She realizes how blessed she was when she was walking with the Lord. So, Father, I lift all of us up that are dealing with estranged family members that have walked away from the faith or have wronged us somehow. Help us to forgive them and to keep them in prayer no matter what, and to also place someone in their life that will speak the truth, your truth, to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi there. My name is Jeff. I've been a longtime listener since 2012, first time calling in. Calling prayer for my wife, Maya, who's been suffering with a migraine for over a month now. Been to the hospital, had CAT scans done. Everything's coming up clear. So just request prayer for healing for her migraine, please. Thank you so much.